I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is the annual Global Day of Prayer for Turkey, but Middle East Concern says church leaders are specifically asking for prayer regarding political tension from Sunday's referendum vote. Mission Network News' Lindsay Koh has more.
With a slim margin, the referendums were passed that will remove power restrictions for President Erdogan. What this means for the Christian community, we can't say. Middle East Concern says today marks the 10-year anniversary of the brutal bookstore murder of three Christians, a painful reminder of the vulnerability Turkish Christians face. Just like Easter celebrations, today's remembrance services will be held quietly.
So would you join us in praying for Turkey today? Pray for peace and that the hope of Christ would continue to spread. And finally, I had the chance to talk to Keys for Kids Executive Director Greg Yoder about some big plans for this year, but I got stuck here.
There are 1.5 billion children in the world today who don't know Jesus.
That's more than the population of China. And the thought struck me, how do you reach that many kids with the hope of Christ? It really is too big a job to do alone, says Yoder. So they're partnering with another ministry to provide Keys for Kids storytellers, audio Bibles that also include Keys for Kids audio devotionals.
We're hoping to do Spanish, two versions of Mandarin, traditional. We also want to reach out in Greek, Macedonian, and Albanian. And we just began talking with an organization in Arabic about producing not only our devotionals in print, but also producing an audio version of Keys for Kids.
And they're asking you to consider partnering too. The details are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. What if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal? Well, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that does just that. Each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.